sognato cos'ha.
You're listening to Sound Forms, Conversations with Composers. And this month we're featuring conversations with and the music of Richard Robbins, the composer of much of the music used in Merchant Ivory films like Room with a View, Remains of the Day, Howard's End, The Europeans, and many, many more. And unlike my usual MO where I invite someone to my studio and we riff on their life in music, which I then intersperse with music that they've made or been inspired by, this interview has gone on in brief sessions over many, many months at Richard's home in Rhinebeck, New York. Richard has advanced Parkinson's disease, and though he never once complains about it, his illness has made it difficult for walking, talking, eating, everything. So I want to again thank my assistant, Eleni Reyes, for tightening up the spaces in between the words. And I want to begin with gorgeous, gorgeous piece, the opening of Remains of the Day. This is the composer Richard Robbins' score for the opening of the Merchant Ivory film, The Remains of the Day.
Thank you.
That was the opening cue from the Merchant Ivory film Remains of the Day. It's called Darlington Hall, and it's by our featured composer today, Richard Robbins. That was the only music-only recording I could locate, and it came from a collection I found on iTunes called The Most Beautiful Themes from the Movies, Volume 6. And I have to say, it's nowhere near as nuanced as the score in the film. In fact, I want to show you just the first couple minutes of the film version up until Emma Thompson speaks, and we'll compare the performances.
Stevens, you will be surprised to hear from me after all this time. You have been in my thoughts ever since I heard that Lord Darlington had died. We read in the Manchester Guardian that...
Back to the recording I found on iTunes by the Hollywood Session Group, and notice how they chose to accentuate the rhythm and the bass over the smooth flowing strings in the film version. Okay, enough of that. Let's jump in now on the conversation with Dick Robbins, our featured guest today on Sound Forms. Remains of the Day, I was just watching the other day, and I just loved the mood that you set. It was just wonderful. The interview with James Ivory on WNYC with David Garland, he mentioned going to Steve Reich concert with you and saying, I'd like to have that kind of music in my film. And you said, I could do that.
I think it was Mr. and Mrs. Bridge that gave me a chance to do a little bit more, and likewise down the road.
I love the score of Mrs. Bridge. How did that score get made?
His smile was like a tutor for me. He was very involved in everything. Any part of the process, he would spin himself around and be in 10 places at the same time.
When you were writing Mr. and Mrs. Bridge, did you have an ensemble available to play for Ishmael, or did you just write them, record them, and play them for him, or how did that work?
I think one of the biggest part of what I was trying to do, awakening myself to the wonderful atmosphere, I learned that there were many levels of reality in thinking about rich atmosphere, even in a story that had to do with repression and loss and middle class life here. And was always a little trepidatious before the recording session, hoping that Jim doesn't reject everything, because Ismail always was encouraging.
Note to radio show host, insert music from Mr. and Mrs. Bridge here.
Thank you.
We've just been listening to the film music of our guest, Richard Robbins, starting with part of the soundtrack from the 1990 Merchant Ivory film, Mr. and Mrs. Bridge. And then I jumped ahead in time to the title music from the 1998 film, A Soldier's Daughter Never Cries. As the regular listeners to this show will know, both of you, just kidding, I hope. I'm a great admirer of minimalism, and there are aspects in the score to Mr. and Mrs. Bridge that evoke the percussive minimalism of Steve Reich. And the harmonic motion in the score to A Soldier's Daughter Never Cries owes a lot to the other well-known minimalist composer, Philip Glass. And Richard Robbins is my kind of composer in the way he absorbs musical elements like a sponge and makes them his own. So while they are fresh in your ear, the last two pieces, I'd like to play the opening movement to Steve Reich's Music for 18 Instruments called Pulses. And that was Pulses from the 1978 composition by Steve Reich called Music for 18 Musicians. And another guest on this show, David Ventiga, mentioned playing that piece in rehearsals back in the mid-70s. This particular recording was actually released in 2005, but it was clearly in the air at the time Dick Robbins was composing Mr. and Mrs. Bridge. And now I want to quickly paraphrase the second score I played you by Dick Robbins for the Merchant and Ivory film, A Soldier's Daughter Never Cries. There's this chord change that Philip Glass did. I don't know, remember whether it was Einstein on the Beach, or I know he definitely did it later in Satyagraha, but it was kind of a signature chord change that was Philip Glass's that I just remember as a composer thinking, wow, you know, that's a strange and wonderful change. Now, if you go back to the Mozart's day, where's my piano again? Cheesy piano as it is. So on Mozart's day, you know, he was a student of Fuchs, and there were rules of counterpoint. You know, to get from one key to another, there were modulations you went through. And so if you're going from A minor to A flat major, you just would never do that. I mean, that was just verboten. And, you know, you'd go through some, maybe a circle of fifths. I don't know. Maybe you get there that way. I don't remember my harmony that well, but in any event, this moment when Philip Glass was writing music like this, where he went through these harmonic changes, was really radical at that time. And now, like 30 years later, it's commonplace, where it's familiar to our ears. And this was 30 years ago when Dick Robbins was writing this music. And this was the music that was in the avant-garde and was in the atmosphere that Dick Robbins absorbed and made his own and brought into the film world with some absolutely gorgeous scores. So let's continue with the interview with Dick Robbins right now. The reputation that I remember hearing, and it may be totally inaccurate, was that Ishino had a reputation for being a total control freak. But it sounds like what you were saying was that Ishmael was more open to lots of things that you were doing.
It's one of those things that at the time it's going on, it's hard to know exactly what is happening. And Ishmael was never rude, never difficult for me.
And Ishmael?
Both were similar in that they both had their own difficulties with the filmmaking or people coming and going. The most difficult time we had was the film quartet.
What was difficult about it?
It was actually director's assistants. There were two or three director's assistants.
And did they give you conflicting information on what they wanted for the music?
They didn't really know what they wanted. I couldn't wait to get out of there.
Quartet was in 1981, and then the Curtisons of Bombay in 83, Heat and Dust in 1984 was the Bostonians, and the 1985's Room with a View. So I'd like to play three shortish cues from Room with a View, The Storm, The Broken Engagement, and The End Titles. And this is Sound Forms Conversations with Composers with your host, Peter Wetzler, and we're featuring the music of Richard Robbins. Thank you. Three cues from Richard Robbins' score to Room with a View, released in 1985. This is hardly minimalist music. There's no A minor to A flat major changes, and there's no dense polyrhythms. It's just an illustration of the flexibility of Robbins to provide a stylistic nuance called for by the subject matter. And I wanted to play you another example of that, a cue I found in a much later film, Le Divorce. I don't speak French, is it Le Divorce? It's shot in Paris and released in 2003. It's, to my mind, an unsuccessful film. It's trying to be comedic like Charade, but flopping. And yet there's this lovely gem of a cue called Café Terraces, in which Robbins tips his hat to Satie and Messiaen. In fact, I want to play a movement from Messiaen's Quartet for the End of Time following Café Terraces by Richard Robbins.
Thank you.
Wow, triple pianissimo. Well, you don't get much opportunity to write music that quiet for film. We first heard the cue from Richard Robbins' score to the 1982 film Le Divorce called Café Terraces. And then, to illustrate part of the French atmosphere Robbins was evoking, we finished with Praise for the Immortality of Jesus by Oliver Messiaen. That was a beautiful performance, and I'm sorry to say that I don't have the recording handy to tell you who played it, but if you wanted me to look it up for you, you could email me at peter@soundforms.net with any questions. We're running out of time, and I wanted to play a couple more cues to show the influence of Indian music that Dick adapted in some of his films for Merchant Ivory. Let's listen to Dick here. I hear this Balinese influence in the Mr. and Mrs. Bridge. And I was wondering if you studied Balinese music or just listened to a lot.
Balinese was on everybody's minds back in the 60s. I longed to go out there and visit, but I never had time to.
The Balinese influence that I hear is just from having heard it.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of Indian music, too.
You worked with Indian musicians, right? So you.
Oh, yes. I listened to some recordings and films. In those days, there was a lot more Indian music being performed than today.
Sure, like with Ravi Shankar and...
Yeah.
It was like the Beatles really bringing the Maharishi and...
And it was all new to us. Thank you.
We've just heard Partap Meets Pundit from the 2002 film The Mystic Masseur, and before that, Waiting for Mary from the 1999 film Cotton Mary, both scores from our featured composer and local resident Richard Robbins. I apologize for the audio quality of the conversations with Dick Robbins, and you can hear the effects of Parkinson's disease in the constant sound of shaking that he has to live with. But he never complains of his illness, and his devoted partner Michael, who's an accomplished artist, has also been an enormous support. I hope I'll be able to continue to visit and record Dick whenever I can, as he's a living treasure. So you've been listening to Sound Forms with your host Peter Wetzler, and next show will feature either Woodstock film composer and guitar electronica maven David Torn, or the Kingston couple Rebecca Martin and Larry Grenadier. Of us.